Well, I think there's another trend that's in connection with the whole idea of real truth and connecting with other people. And so we've got a number of collectives or groups of cooperatives where people come together and barter and trade goods and services. So it's actually less about the money and the exchange of like financial worth to consume something. It's more about having something and wanting to share it with somebody else. And I think that, again, goes back to your point about excess and people not wanting to waste. So if I have something spare that I don't need, well, I'll trade it with somebody else.
So this isn't quite the values of 1960s San Francisco hippiedom, I mean, in terms of the communes. This is more a consumerist-obsessed society where people are trying to find ways of getting rid of them. And it's recycling in a way, isn't it, is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, definitely. In fact, in Park Slope in Brooklyn, where I live, there's a Park Slope Co-op. And while that's been around for 20, 30 years, it's become increasingly popular in the last year with a lot of trendy, hip, urban, eco-conscious consumers who, you know, are just finding alternative ways to consume or to share what they actually have. The really interesting thing is where it actually brings people together in tangible ways. So I know downtown in the Lower East Side, there's been lots of different events, eco-conscious events, where you've got style meets scene. So you've got cool fashion designers, DJs, media execs, etc., coming together, drinking organic wines or vodka, etc., like having a fun time, but talking about, I think, big issues such as you know, a friendly, better environment.
So this is, in a way, the concept of eco-luxury, which is a kind of paradox, but at the same time, it's a way of getting people involved or getting people interested.
True. I mean, whereas the free cycle freedom movement is not necessarily about money and consumerism, there's also, I think, a counter trend to that where you can buy something, but you consume in a way that is really eco-conscious. So people are buying high-end, stylish goods, and they don't want to compromise on that style element, but they're just choosing to spend their dollars in a certain direction, which is this kind of high-end eco-luxury area.